Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Mark Seth Lender has a thing for loons. He's followed, videotaped, and recorded the sounds of the aquatic birds up and down the east and west coasts. He's seen many a loon, but on a lake in British Columbia, Mark found a pair of common loons that were decidedly uncommon.
Loon crosses the lake. His flight call and the music of his wings linger like a trail of vapor, an invisible wake, and lands far at some distant place where, only for him, someone waits. Daybreak. Loon on her nest lays her head down low, her neck an arc of infinite grace, her beak thick, weighty as a stone spear, points an accusing finger as I draw near, an admonition that warns and endears. Neither stillness nor the checkered black and white of her back, meant to mimic the speckling of sun on water, ruffled to silver by a breeze of air, conceals from those who would harm. No matter what her fate, here she will reside, to guard the precious pair of mottled eggs upon the weave of grasses she has made. That is her truth. She will abide. Day fades to black. Morning. Fog thickens the early light. Loon, as dark as the penumbra of the moon, is uneasy. The male, her clone to a feather, comes quickly now and takes her place to reveal one remaining egg and one brown shape formless as carpet lint till it opens its eyes. Afternoon. New loon looks about, encountering the blurry world, aware, without worry, no doubts. That same day stumbles across the threshold, to him a small cliff, and swims, stable as a top. The male loon, his father, approaches. He is enormous, that dreadful garnet eye, fierce as a dragon, the powerful beak, yet offers so gently a tiny wriggling orange worm dredged from below, and firstborn takes his first meal in this world. The great loon moves away and dips his face, searching, dipping, searching, then one quick breath and tumbles soundlessly beneath. Again night, again day. Another loon is born. Firstborn does not like it. Dunks secondborn, who comes up sputtering and pushed aside, but parents provide equally between, equally watch and care, allow them to hoist upon a parent's waiting back to ride that boat of feathers and flex their new wings. Cloud, the threat of rain. Loons on the wizened surface of rough water coast and glide. Siblings, well-fed, satisfied, but keeping near as if in anticipation. And, like a thing foretold, the jaws of the great male loon part, and he turns, and leaning down to where his offspring wait, calls loud the call he's called these 10,000 years, imprinting upon their minds their true, their only name. Distant thunder. Lightning. I pull away, hurrying to the safety of dock and fastened line. About the lake, smoke curls in the dying pines.
To take a gander at some of Mark Seth Lender's loon photos and to find out about his new book, Saltmarsh Diary, a collection of writings on wildlife, head to our website, loe.org. And if you have comments about our show, flock over to our Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. And you can tweet us on Twitter at Living on Earth. That's one word. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Lee Smith, Ike Shriskandaraj, Amit Ritaj, and Jeff Young. With help from Sarah Calkins, Gabriela Romano, and Sammy Sousa. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lierschdien composed our themes. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science. And Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield invites you to Just Eat Organic for a day. Details at justeatorganic.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners, the Go Forward Fund, and Pax World Mutual and Exchange-Traded Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.